Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of Expert Insights Publishing, Insights and Published Magazine, Broadcast, and Global Communities, where visionaries and those on the rise come together to create immediate impact. And today I am very thrilled because I have with me Deepak Chari. Deepak has a Bachelor of Science degree and a Master of Science degree in engineering and is a certified biofeedback specialist. Deepak incorporates leading-edge technologies to treat the root cause of pain and inflammation and for the accelerated release of stress. Deepak's vision has always been to incorporate leading-edge, non-invasive technologies for healing. And I myself have been the recipient of the wonderful things that Deepak does for people. And I want to welcome you so much today for being with us, Deepak.
Oh, thank you, Vicki.
I was wondering, can you tell us a little bit about what brought you to this passion and purpose you have for a holistic style of healing?
Yes, absolutely. Well, since I was 8, I was always trying to find ways to be more confident because I had very low self-esteem and I had trouble fitting in with other kids. And I was also bullied as well when I was young. So when other kids were playing outside, I was looking for audio tapes and books by authors such as Napoleon Hill, on my quest to search for fast, effective ways to feel more confident and powerful to release anxiety and feel greater peace within myself. And after high school, I pursued a bachelor's degree in engineering along with a master of science degree in engineering. And after my master's degree, I went back to my purpose, which was finding a leading-edge solutions to release both conscious and subconscious blockages that are holding people back from having a higher quality of life. And after finding these advanced techniques, I traveled the world with my sister to learn from the original creators of these techniques. And after that, in addition to these techniques, I found remarkable technologies that can create remarkable change very quickly. And in 2003, I found a remarkable advanced biofeedback technology that can ask the subconscious mind thousands of questions in just a matter of minutes and get the answers very quickly. So that's where I started.
That is really amazing. So you're really combining more of old authentic medicine and holistic principles and also applying the latest technology to make it work together then.
Absolutely.
Wow, that is so fantastic. So how do you hope this will inspire others?
Well, basically to tell people not to feel bad for where they are or where they've been because it's not their fault. Their perceptions of how they view the world influences the decisions they make and the experiences they have, which is all stored in their subconscious. You can think of their subconscious like a CD on autoplay, where certain emotional triggers start the CD to autoplay as a particular reaction to an event. Or you can think of it like an iceberg. The actors are like the conscious mind of the iceberg and the part above the water that we see. And the subconscious mind is like the iceberg below the water, or the screenplay writer and director that we don't see. And that's the part of the iceberg that's running the show. 99% of all of our actions and beliefs and thoughts and feelings come from there. And that's where our beliefs are. Our beliefs determine how we act and react. So we're acting out a drama that's written and directed by our subconscious mind. I would tell others that their subconscious is responsible for all of their past, present, and future experiences, and that I can help them positively shift how they react to events and experiences in their life with my advanced biocommunication technology program.
Oh, that is so powerful. So you inspire so many others. Tell me about a few ways that are really powerful for you to become inspired.
Well, learning advanced faster modalities for quickly and easily releasing limiting thought patterns in the subconscious is what really inspires me. I love learning about new techniques and technologies that can quickly enhance the quality of our lives, and seeing the miraculous changes in the people that I work with is just so inspiring to me. I became inspired to find faster ways to shift our limiting beliefs that are holding us back from living our life to the fullest. In the same way that we have iPhones today compared to computers that we had in the 1990s, the iPhones can process much more data much faster and easier with greater storage capacity and processing speed, And in the same way, I was searching for faster techniques and technologies to create faster shifts to clear our limiting beliefs.
And, you know, that's a really creative path. What do you find sparks your creativity to come up with these wonderful ideas that you develop?
Well, I found that by taking a walk on the beach barefoot or taking a walk in nature helps me to get grounded, or to use one of my biocommunication technologies also helps to calm my mind and body as well as enhance my creativity. And I've also found that by taking time out to just have fun, my creativity also increases quite a bit because you let go of your attachment to solving the issue.
Yeah, that so it frees you up to really let your creativity soar. I can see where that would be, again, really powerful. What's the biggest idea that's come from inspiration and your creativity?
The biggest idea that came from inspiration for me is the concept that our perception determines how we view the world. So if we change our perceptions, we can literally change our life. And I use advanced modalities to help clear limiting beliefs and positively change people's perceptions of themselves. So a key point is that our perception labels our experiences as good or bad, positive or negative, happy or sad, according to our beliefs. And your beliefs are due to your perception of your past experiences. So we end up creating a cycle where your experiences validate our beliefs. That's why people tend to repeat their experiences, whether it's their relationships, their health, finances, or in any other area. So if you ask yourself how many times you have drawn on the same experiences to yourself over and over again, it's not a coincidence or luck, because your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So when you change your emotional reactions, you actually change your reality. And scientific experiments have shown that the mind doesn't know the difference between a real or an imagined event. So every time you relive a negative experience in your mind, your mind believes you're actually experiencing it again. So instead of having experiences one time, you actually live that experience 100 or even 1,000 times.
Now, that's amazing. So how has opening up that perception impacted you as well as your business?
Well, knowing how perception affects our beliefs and creates our reality led me to find advanced technologies to quickly and easily change our perceptions, which positively changes our life for the best. I had the realization that our perception influences how we react to the world around us and impacts every area of our life. My inspiration has impacted our business by helping others to help themselves have a better life, make better decisions, and in turn attract better opportunities in their lives.
Yeah, and you, of course, came from the field of engineering, so this may be a really easy question, but I know for myself and a lot of people I speak with, it seems as if, you know, if you're highly inspired, living in that inspired place is such a wonderful place to be, and then getting down to the nuts and bolts and getting the goals set and getting the business plan in place and doing all the things that you have to do to really be successful, balancing that can be kind of tough. With your background, can you give us some tips as to how to do that really efficiently?
Well, my inspiration of making people's lives better is what really inspires me. And by clearing blockages that are holding me back, I noticed that my intuition has significantly also increased, and more synchronistic events are taking place in my life that are above and beyond what I planned for myself or could ever even dream of. And I've had more mental clarity on carrying out mental actions and steps, and I also just realized that in addition to planning, it's just as important to really enjoy the process of achieving different landmarks of our goals. So I found the key is to enjoy the process of transformation.
Oh, that is so beautiful. And, you know, I know how powerful the work is that you do because I've experienced it. And I would love for you to share what your vision would be for this great work that you've developed for the world. If you were to look at it in a more global perspective, almost like leaving a legacy, what would that look like ideally for you?
Well, it would be to teach people how to look at the world in a different way to what they were used to. In other words, a different perspective. So they can see the world from the other person's point of view versus only their own. and experience it that way. And that helps release how we judge others as well as ourselves.
Such an important point. Do you have any exercise or any type of tips that you might give us for those that are just starting out on the road to really change their perception and leave the past behind and move forward?
Yes, there are 7 steps that you can use to change your perception, which can in turn change your reality of what you experience. So I can share those steps. Of the 7 steps, the first step is to first recognize the fact that you're reacting to a situation based on your beliefs and past experiences. So awareness is the first step. And the second step is to think of a previous unpleasant or negative experience you would like to change. So example could be, you know, how you felt when a relationship ended, or the anxiety you felt before giving a talk, or a fight you had with a friend or family member. That'd be the second step. The third step is to go into a relaxed state, close your eyes, and create a mental image in your mind of that unpleasant or negative experience that you wish to change. So you remain in a neutral state without any judging. Observe yourself from a distance, experiencing the specific event, how it started, where it took place, how you felt and reacted, and why it was negative for you. And literally watch the experience as if you are watching a movie. The key is to watch it without any emotion, though. The fourth step is to notice how your beliefs about yourself and life made you perceive the experiences as negative. The fifth step is to now start to change your perceptions and also have fun with this as you watch the scene again. Let yourself react positively to the event. For instance, how would you have felt if you had more self-love and self-confidence when an important relationship ended? Or if you had no fear of failure when your business slowed down, how would your perception of that experience be different? Because when you change your perception, your experience changes. The sixth step is to see now how your experiences changes from feeling helpless to feeling empowered as your beliefs change. And notice how you feel stronger. And to then take a deep breath, and as you exhale, release the movie and see it just float away. And then slowly open your eyes. And step 7 is knowing what you know now to see what you will do differently in your business or current relationship with significant others, family, business partners, or friends. And that would be the 7 steps.
Wow, that is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. That is really, again, so powerful. So, Deepak, do you have a story, maybe something quick that you could share with us about either yourself or someone else who has tried this and found it really beneficial?
Yes. In fact, I've worked with a singer who always felt anxious and powerless before and during her performances due to her perception that she was not good enough. After her sessions with my technology and my program, she performed in the largest hall of her career and felt very confident and powerful. The audience actually was thrilled and gave her a standing ovation and told her it was the best performance she had ever done. And this happened because her limiting subconscious perceptions and beliefs that she was not talented or good enough were totally cleared, and this positively changed her life for the best.
Well, that is so incredible, the work that you're doing and the contribution you're making to the world. I'm just so thrilled that you've been able to share it with us today. And I know there are many people listening that would really like to learn more and connect with you and find out more about your wisdom and the work that you do. Is there a link where they could go to connect with you?
Absolutely. They can visit our website at www.charicenter.com, and that's spelled CHARICENTER.com, charicenter.com, or they can call us at 805-963-1111 to ask any questions they have about my Perception Reframing Technology Program, which I call PRT for short.
Oh, fantastic. Deepak, thank you so much for the generosity of your time and also once again sharing your wisdom and this wonderful new technology that is doing wonders for people all over the globe. And for anyone out there who would like to learn more about Expert Insights, you can find us at getei.com. That's GETEI.com. And everyone have a wonderful week.